is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Group of heavily armed Taliban suicide bombers stormed a regional military base in northern Afghanistan, reportedly killing dozens of soldiers in one of the deadliest attacks on Afghan forces in recent times. Witnesses told VOA the insurgents were on board two army vehicles, Afghan army, and disguised themselves as government soldiers. They targeted personnel of the Afghan National Army who were leaving a mosque after afternoon prayers. U.S. Central Command spokesman told a group of reporters gathered here in Washington that dozens of friendly Afghans died during the attack. French prosecutor says a handwritten note praising Islamic State militants was found near the gunman suspected of fatally shooting a police officer in Paris and wounding two others. French media is reporting the attacker had been identified by police as one who was imprisoned for several years for shooting at police officers in the early 2000s.
Policiers sont attaqués parce qu'ils sont les symboles de l'État.
The attack prompted far-right presidential candidate Marine Le Pen to call for reinstatement of border checks, expulsion of foreigners who are on the watch list of intelligence agencies. She also said the police were attacked because they represented the state and that they were French. Le Pen and the other presidential candidates will be on the ballot Sunday for the national election. Satellite imagery of North Korea's nuclear test site shows activity that could indicate preparation for a nuclear weapons test. The web publication 38 North reports pictures at the test site show activity. North Korea has conducted a total of five nuclear weapons tests since 2006. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Chief James Mattis has met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Jerusalem, and VOA's Carla Babb was there.
Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that we sense a great change in the direction of American policy. He said it was a welcome change, a strategic change in American leadership. They praised the way that Secretary Mattis has talked against Iranian malign behavior in the region. They also talked about how they appreciated America's role in Syria and conducting that strike against the Syrian regime.
VOA's Carla Babb in Jerusalem. The U.S. missile strike targeted a Syrian airfield in response to Assad government's use of chemical weapons on civilians. Mattis confirmed Syria has moved around its assets since the strike, destroyed about 20 Syrian military planes. Syria and Iraq will be a top priority in talks with leaders at Mattis's next stop in Qatar, which hosts U.S. military aircraft used to fight against the Islamic State. Kenya's Ministry of Defense says its troops operating under the African Union mission in Somalia have destroyed an Al-Shabaab camp, killing 52 militants, seizing weapons. Kenya also says that other militants escaped with injuries. Statement said troops seized weapons, including seven AK-47 rifles, as well as ammunition and explosive devices. Russia's main domestic intelligence agency, the FSB, says an assailant killed an employee of the agency and a civilian in eastern Russia. U.S.-based intelligence group site says the Islamic State claimed responsibility for the attack. Attacks on Russian law enforcement officials are rare outside the volatile North Caucasus region. Here in the United States, President Trump says his administration will have a big announcement next Wednesday on overhauling the U.S. tax system. Mr. Trump has signed an executive order to review any tax regulations put in place by his predecessor, President Obama.
The first executive action instructs Secretary Mnuchin to begin the process of tax simplification. It's such a big thing. People can't do their returns. They have no idea what they're doing. They're too complicated.
Review of U.S. tax regulations could give way to leeway to companies in looking for shelters and income overseas or simply seeking to reduce the time and money spent on completing personal and business tax filings. You can get more on that story and the rest of the hour's news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. And we're always available on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
This is Russ Davis welcoming you to another edition of Jazz America here on VOA1. This is a very special edition because it's April, Jazz Appreciation Month, and we continue our month-long celebration as we join in on the theme this year, Women in Jazz, with a special emphasis on the 100th birthday of Ella Fitzgerald. Yes, the great queen of jazz vocalizing, Ella Fitzgerald, would be 100 years old this year if she were alive today. And you know what? She is alive today because her music lives on. And we're going to celebrate Ella and all of her fellow women of jazz on this edition of Jazz America. You'll be hearing a few men playing here and there, but it's the women in the spotlight, and Ella chief among them, because she would be 100 years old. But when she was 40 years old, she was in the heyday of her career and working with the likes of the legendary Louis Armstrong. Now, they had done an album together, and it had become a major sensation. Well, they decided to do another when Ella was 40 years old in 1957. And from those sessions, here's Louis and Ella together with Stompin' at the Savoy to begin this hour of VOA's Jazz America.
Savoy, the home of sweet romance. Savoy, it wins you at a glance. Savoy gives happy feet a chance to dance. Your form just like a clinging vine. Your lips so warm and sweet as wine. Your cheek so soft and close to mine. Divine. Sway, Savoy, there let me stomp away with you.
When you see your photo, please go at the bottom.
great musicians in the world of jazz today, the wonderful violinist Regina Carter from her brand new release, Ella. Accentuate the positive. Dedicated, of course, to Ella Fitzgerald during this year's celebration of her 100th birthday. That was I'll Chase the Blues Away. Regina Carter, just one of the great women of jazz active today, and another of those great women of jazz that we're celebrating on this edition of Jazz America in April, Jazz Appreciation Month, is the wonderful composer, leader of her own jazz orchestra and arranger. She's won so many awards for her work. She is Maria Schneider. Let's get some thoughts from her and then hear some of her wonderful music with that jazz orchestra of hers here on VOA's Jazz America as we celebrate the women in jazz. It was a joy to hear the opening comments for the 2017 Jazz Connect Festival by the esteemed arranger, musician, composer, band leader, visionary, the boss, Maria Schneider. There are some other hats I could probably add to that, Maria, but great to see you and really enjoyed your comments.
Thank you so much.
Maria, it's funny how when I speak to people about you, this phrase seems to pop up. She's a strong woman in jazz. Strong as opposed to what? You know, it's just a new day in jazz in general. The boss can be a kid, a man, a woman. Who cares?
Yeah, that's it. You know, I mean, I think musically, you know, we all have to stick to our own voice. But now, you know, in these times in the business, everything that's happening in the world of big data, and we have to be strong in our voice, speaking out. Otherwise, the opportunities for music are going to fade fast.
The marketing of art is an incongruity in many ways. It just doesn't seem, the two don't seem to go together, but they simply have to because it's a job as well as an avocation and something you love doing. You've got to get paid to do it.
Yes, and there's a very systematic thing that's happening. I mean, big data is using music to gather data about people. You know, they're using it to get eyeballs and information. And, you know, they are pushing this idea of free on the world. It isn't that the audience suddenly just didn't want to pay for music anymore. No, these people handed a buffet of free music and movies and everything else to the world. And of course, you give away free, then people are going to want that. So we have to turn, we really have to, you know, fight to turn this thing around and create a new dialogue around this thing. Because it's very difficult because the people that we are fighting are the people that own the information channels now. You know, that's the scary part.
From Maria Schneider, we go to another of the talented women of jazz today, originally from Azerbaijan. She came to the USA and showing off her love of her time spent in New Orleans. Here is Amina Figueroa from the album Night Wind with Canal Street Blues on Jazz America from VOA 1. Amina Figueroa left her home in Azerbaijan to study jazz and music in general in Rotterdam, and that's where she met Bart Plateau, the flute playing, arranging, composing husband-to-be, and they made their way to the USA, living now in New York City after living in New Orleans and Chicago. Hope you enjoyed that music from another of the great women of jazz today as we celebrate them in Jazz Appreciation Month and this week here on Jazz America. More coming up, but first, I want to invite you to get in touch with me by email. It's very simple. I'll give you the email address to which you can write with your questions, comments, or requests for music. Here's the address. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. That's JazzAmerica, the two words written as one word, @ VOANEWS.com. JazzAmerica@voanews.com. And here's a message I received a few days ago, which reads as follows. Please play me any nice country-style music. Junior from Eastern Region of Ghana. I listen on VOA 98.1 in Ghana. I always tune in. Percy Junior. Well, thank you so much for listening. And the country side of music, maybe you heard that country-flavored music from John Scofield we played just a couple of weeks ago here on Jazz America, taking the songs from the country music world, if you will, and turning them into jazz. Well, I've got another taste for you right now. So, Percy Jr., listen up, and you'll hear some country and jazz coming together in the music of violinist Jenny Scheinman, one of the great women of jazz today. With Bill Frisell joining her on guitar, her longtime associate, here's a song entitled The Open Road from her album 12 Songs.
did you know that April is Jazz Appreciation Month? And did you know that jazz represents the cultural heritage of the United States? It has its roots in blues, in ragtime, and then swing, bebop, and beyond. There's so much to learn and so much to love. So celebrate this glorious music called jazz. Go to a jazz concert. Explore a new era or musician. Learn how to dance to jazz. But whatever you do, this month and every month, enjoy jazz. Made in America, enjoyed worldwide.
Not the part, but the whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
From her salute to another of the great women of jazz, Billie Holiday, entitled Blueprint of a Lady. Salute to Billie Holiday. That is Nina Freelon and All of Me. And that's what I look for when I'm looking for someone who's taking someone else's song that they originally made famous. I want to hear them make it their own. And that's exactly what a great singer like Nina Freelon can do, as she added a little bit of reggae rhythm to All of Me. This is Russ Davis, and we're saluting the women of jazz on this edition of Jazz America during April, Jazz Appreciation Month. Time to get some more comments from another of the greats of jazz as we hear the thoughts of Terry Lynn Carrington, the great drummer, composer, bandleader, who puts together a number of wonderful projects with nothing but women musicians and singers joining with her. We'll hear some of that after we talk to this wonderful musician, Terry Lynn Carrington, another of the great women of jazz on VOA's Jazz America. Terry Lynn Carrington, just on a producer's panel, you know, it's not quite fair just to label you as a producer. Think about all the hats that you wear, and tell our folks around the world listening on Voice of America and Mojo Radio, all those hats.
Oh, my God. Well, starting with Mommy, that's the big hat.
Yay!
I'm a professor at Berklee College. Yeah, I produce. I play the drums with a lot of different people. I actually write a lot of songs for other artists now, and I'm actually being commissioned to do even larger work. So I'm just kind of doing different collaborations with artists, trying to get into multimedia work as well. So,
well, here we are at Jazz Connect Conference, New York 2017. It's called The Gathering of the Jazz Family, and I always thought of your family as all those great musicians, mostly women, who come together for your Mosaic project, and the Mosaic project was your babies. Now you got babies.
Oh yeah, well yeah. No, he came before the Mosaic project.
Gotcha.
But my jazz family is everybody. I think that the jazz community is a family. So mine starts way back with Jack DeJohnette and Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock and Diane Reeves and all of the people that helped nurture me throughout all of this.
As an American, one quick statement from Terry Lynn Carrington to the folks listening around the world on Voice of America that love jazz.
Well, I think that, you know, in these days and times, we really have to keep creativity flowing, and we need to really, I think that spreads love, I think it spreads understanding, and it spreads tolerance, and all the things that we need to address right now in our country. I think art is at the helm of trying to have people come together.
One quick, very deep, loving statement. Thank you so much, Terry Lynn Carrington.
Good to see you.
Good to see you. Terry Lynn Carrington leading an all-female aggregation of musicians from the album Mosaic. That's the Mosaic Triad. And here's another of the talented women of jazz from Japan, Hiromi Uehara, from the album Move, the Trio Project, on Jazz America from VOA 1. We'll be right back. escapism in between. Hear Romy Uhara from the album Move the Trio Project. More of the Women of Jazz coming up next hour.